Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Today, my topic is going to be the most controversial person in the history of the humankind, who is no one else other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The one man, and he was questioned by many and more people in the history of the world. They questioned about his authority, his power, his godliness. Now we see from the Gospel of John, the divine Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God who incarnated in the flesh. Here we see that John the Baptist came as a forerunner, as it was prophesied by Isaiah, the voice of one calling in the desert, "Make straight the way of the Lord." See, Christ or Messiah was promised ever since the man has sinned against God. Adam and Eve, before leaving the Garden of Eden, God gave them a promise. The son of the woman, or the child of the woman, he will come and he will crush the serpent's head. The first and foremost pre-evangelism promise of Christ or the Savior was given to the humanity. And Adam and Eve kept this promise ever since they walked out of the garden. And they continue believing that there will be a son will be born through Eve or the woman who was the wife of Adam, the first man. Now every time she got pregnant, we see the history that Eve had two sons, first Cain and then Abel. Now she called him Cain, expecting that she had a victory over the devil, but that was not the time of God. Now we read later in the New Testament, in the epistle, that Galatians 4:14, that in the fullness of time God sent his son as born of the woman. So God did his part, but it's in his time. Now the Messiah has been prophesied by many Old Testament. Moses said in Deuteronomy that there will be a prophet like me will rise among you, from among you, and he will guide you. But the Israelites continue living and following the commandment of Moses, or times and time they fell, not obeying his words. And no matter what the Israelites done, God had kept his promise. He spoken through Isaiah in the chapter 7. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. Now a virgin shall be born, shall be with a child. She will deliver a child." The most impossible thing ever will happen is a virgin deliver a baby. Now this was mother of Jesus, Mary, asked Gabriel, "How can this be?" when he declared the birth of Jesus Christ through Mary. She says, how can this be? I don't even know the man. We human beings, we think in the human way, the way God created us, male and female, and the one child has to be born by the union of a male and female only. But this was God's miracle. God does his things in his way, that even Lucifer, Satan, who heard this mystery, did not understand. But God sent his son through his spiritual birth. The Spirit of God, who Jesus was in, he came down in the Spirit and took birth. So the Mary believed that God, nothing is impossible by God, as the Gabriel angel said. Mary believed it. The moment she believed, the Spirit of God engulfed her. And the Spirit of God brought Jesus into her. And he conceived in the womb of Mary. For Mary, it took faith. All it took was her faith in God. So same as us, the birth of Jesus spiritually in our hearts, accepting him, only happens by faith, and faith alone, according to the word of God. Now, according to Isaiah prophesied, the birth of Jesus has happened. Now we have another prophet called Micah. In the book of Micah, prophet chapter 5, verse 2, Micah prophesied where the Messiah will be born. He says in chapter 5, verse 2, that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, the one who lead the Israel will be come out of you, though you are small as a village or a city. So the prophecy about the birth of Jesus, also, we talk about his ministries. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, we see the anointed Christ ministries. Chapter 61, Christ is speaking from God the heavens through Isaiah. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom of the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and garment of praise. Instead of spirit of despair, they will be called ox of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Now, part of this prophecy will continue in the millennium, when Jesus Christ will come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he established his kingdom, the earthly kingdom of the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven will come down with him. So Christ is, or Jesus is the Christ, according to the many, many prophecies in the Bible, Old Testament has been fulfilled by the birth, life, and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we see in the book, Gospel of John, that John is speaking, introducing John the Baptist's ministry and his message. So as I was speaking about the birth of Jesus, we know it's a historical fact. The Magi, or the wise men, came from the east, presented gold, myrrh, and the spices and gold before the king. Now, I want to just mention that, not to go into the detail of the presentations, because these three wise men came from the east. Some Bible historians, theologians believe it was from the country of Media. Media was an empire in the ancient time before Persia, or today's Iran, became the larger country. Media and Parthia, which was the neighboring country, emerged in today's Iran. So many people believe that these Magi were astrologers. They pretty much know, they study the movement of the stars and also the galaxies. So, by the way, how did they know about it? Well, everybody in the planet, especially in the Middle Eastern region, must have known the coming of the Jewish king or Messiah. The prophecy which was given in Genesis about this woman's son must have been passed on to generation to generations to the people who are not of the children of Israel, even to the others. Everyone knew, and everyone was waiting and looking for the Messiah. Now, one person got frightened and decided to wipe out all the children under age 2, and two and under age 2, which was Herod the Great. He was trembled, frightened at the birth of a king. Now we know that from the Gospel of Luke and Gospel of Matthew. Now, Jesus' birth happened like God has said. Now, when Jesus came, God sent a forerunner for Jesus, or like a preparing the way of the Lord. John the Baptist is proclaiming the coming of Jesus Christ. So now, since everyone, including the Pharisees and scribes and the rulers and leaders, they all looking for the Messiah's arrival. Though Christ was born, even it was their books, even the Torah and the prophets, they have explained this to Herod when Jesus was born, that whoever will be born as the king of the Jews, or the Messiah will be in Bethlehem. And that's the reason Herod killed all the children in Judea, in his ruling area. So now again, now the people of scholarly people now are confused. They wanted to know if John the Baptist is the Christ. So in John chapter 1, Gospel 19. Now this was John's testimony when Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." John the Baptist knew they are seeking Christ. Everyone in Israel, under the suppression of the Roman Empire, they're trying to see somebody to redeem. They're waiting for Messiah will come. They probably will wait every year after year saying, coming of the Messiah. No, he hasn't come this year, he will come next year. So they console themselves. Now they are asking. They asked him again, "Then who are you? Are you the Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Now, why is that? Are you the prophet? Well, Moses told them, God will raise a prophet like me from among you. So they are concerned. They are not understanding what Moses mentioning is about the Messiah. Now, are you Elijah? Now they know before the coming of the Lord, the Messiah, Elijah will come. Now, we read about Jesus talking about John the Baptist later in his ministry. He says, Elijah come, but he came like John the Baptist was the type of Elijah. He was not the real Elijah, but he was a type of Elijah. But the real Elijah will come in the end time. Before the coming of Christ as the King of the Kings from heaven, there will be two witnesses preaching in Jerusalem. Supposedly one is Elijah. This is what the Jews are asking about. They are totally confused when Messiah actually will arrive. So John replied, in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" See, the question is, why do you baptize? See, baptism has to be conducted by, according to their belief, either one of these people, when they return, they will be the one who baptizing people. Now, the underlining understanding in between these people as well is that someone need to repent and get baptized, which they all need to. They probably know that. They all may be convicted that they need to get repent, but they are not accepting the fact. So John replied, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of Jordan where John was baptizing. See, they were seeking the Messiah. They had an opportunity to understand the birth of Messiah when Jesus was born, because the scripture fulfilled on Jesus Christ. It was the virgin's son. He was born. And he was taken to Egypt to escape the brutal, murderous act of Herod at the time. Then he was returned to Nazareth because he lived in Nazareth, because Herod's son Antipas, Herod Antipas was ruling Judea. So they wanted to stay away from that territory. Rather, they went to Nazareth. So now, there are two prophecies took place in this event. One, in Jeremiah it says, I called my son from Egypt. That tells you that Jesus was living in Egypt as a baby and then coming back to his own country. The second one is, he will be called as Nazarene. Well, because he lived in Nazareth. So there are two prophecies right now fulfilled. Other than the prophecies about his birth as the virgin's child. Second, at the location of his birth in Judea, in Ephrathah of Judah. So there were at least four or five prophecies fulfilled right now. There are a lot more. So these things are the evidence for the Israelites to know who the Messiah was. When he comes, what does he do? Well, it said in chapter 61 of Isaiah, he will minister to people. He will do such and such and things. And he was sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom of the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. You are talking about the prisoners of Satan. People who were bound by devil, by sin, and he released them by faith in him. And he gave freedom. He opened the eyes of the blind. He healed the lepers. He cleansed the lepers. He opened the eyes of blind. He made the lame to walk. Amen. And he raised the dead, right? He walked on the water. And many, many such things Jesus has been performing as the Messiah or anointed servant of God. Praise God. So now, John the Baptist is testified that the next thing we'll see is Jesus is pointed out by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God. John 1:29, Gospel 29th verse. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God, the Lamb who has been killed at the Pesaha, or at the deliverance time from Egypt. The blood of the Lamb saved them. So same Lamb they have repeatedly every year they have to celebrate. Now here is the real Lamb of God. He will take away the sins of the world. Now verse 30. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. Praise the Lord. Christ was there before anyone. Praise the Lord. Anyone has ever born. He was with the Father in him. From the beginning, we say, Christ was before everything. In the book of Colossians, I want to read this verse 49. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So Christ is the reconciler. God is using his own Son. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God has pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Jesus Christ is the mystery person. He is the God. He became as a servant to God, by commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God, the mystery that was kept hidden for ages, that Christ will not only save the Jewish Israelites, but also the whole world. Amen. So we see Christ before all. And in the beginning, John says in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word. The Word here is Christ, or the Son of God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Now we see that in verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received the blessing, one after another. Praise God. Jesus Christ, the only true and Word God used to speak, and the Word which lived in the God from the beginning with him, as the second person in the Trinity, he transformed into flesh in order for releasing the sinners, or to give his ultimate sacrifice on the cross for the deliverance of humanity. Now today, your sins and my sins, all the sins of the world, has been taken away by Christ. All you need to do is come to him, confess and accept him as your Savior. You will become the children of God. May the Lord bless you with these words. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of love. Oh Lord, you're beautiful, and your face is all I see. And oh Lord, you're beautiful.